Number 28. At a parent-teacher meeting.
Good evening.
Hello. My name's Jack Stewart, little Tommy's dad.
Oh, and nice to meet you, sir.
Can you tell me a few things about how my son is getting on in your math class?
I'm afraid I have some bad news about your son.
Oh, no.
I caught him using a cheat sheet the other day. I gave him a failing grade for it and reported it to his form teacher.
I hadn't heard about it. Why wasn't I informed? Why would my son cheat? He's good at math.
Well, he hasn't really demonstrated that in my class. In fact, he hasn't done any homework at all this semester, and he hardly shows up in class. What's more, he plays truant a lot.
That can't be true. My son has always been respectful, and he has always talked about your class with admiration.
Well, all that glitters is not gold. I'm afraid I have to fail him at the end of the year.
Don't you think he can improve?
I don't think he can manage to pull it off. It would be very hard for him to get a passing grade.
But there's a slim chance, isn't there?
Well, next week they're taking a geometry test. If he passes that, I'll give him a chance to retake the test he failed last week.
Oh, thank you very much. Is there any way I can help him?
Yes. Make sure he does his homework and prepares for class. It would also be good to hire a private teacher for him who would prepare him for the test.
Would you be his private teacher?
I'm afraid not.
Why not? Do you have some kind of prejudice towards my son?
It's not that I have prejudice. It's that it would not be ethical. Just imagine the situation in which I prepare your son for the exam that I'm giving. No way.
Can you recommend anyone?
Sure. You should contact Mr. Bryce. He's an excellent maths teacher. His office is upstairs.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. I also strongly suggest that you come to these meetings more often and keep informed about your son.
I will. Thank you again. Goodbye.
Bye.